Now, from our hands, we put recyclable plastics into our recycling bin and let the garbage truck take it away. But what happens after that? Well, over half of Australia's plastic waste is exported to other countries. But what happens once it gets there? Research principal at the Institute for Sustainable Futures, Monique Retamal, is going to answer that question for us this morning. Monique, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Hi. Hi, Tess.
So what countries are our recycled plastics going to?
There's a majority of our plastics are actually going to just four countries. So that's Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam and Thailand. But there's also smaller quantities going to a range of other Asian countries, including China, Hong Kong, Korea, Philippines and Myanmar.
And so we've heard as well that there's been some countries now restricting plastic imports. Why is that?
Yeah, that's right. So most recently, Thailand and Vietnam both introduced restrictions on plastics. And that's partly because they lack the processing capacity. China was taking such large volumes of our plastics that now there's these huge volumes that need to go elsewhere. And a lot of countries don't really have that processing capacity. Another reason is that the actual processing of the plastic waste has a significant impact on the environment and on workers. And part of the reason for that is that a lot of plastic waste is processed informally. So, for example, in Vietnam, there are actually plastic recycling villages where plastics are recycled at the household level. And that means that people in a household setting are washing and melting plastics. And because they don't have formal facilities, they are sort of not doing this in an efficient or clean way. And that means there's huge discharges of contaminated water from residues from the plastics and also detergents and whatnot. But also melting plastics creates a lot of fumes and all of this is also harmful to workers. Another reason is that a good proportion of the plastics that they receive actually can't be recycled. So about 25 or 30% of those plastics actually get discarded to landfill and often burnt, I think just because it's the most efficient way to get rid of the volumes of it. And burning plastics produces a lot of nasty chemicals. So all of these things create a lot of kind of diffuse sources of both air and water pollution.
And so why do we send these plastics overseas in the first place? Why can't we be processing them here in Australia?
Well, part of the reason is that we don't actually have manufacturing industries that use recycled plastics. And we don't therefore have sort of markets to buy those plastics. And there are kind of limitations on that sort of increasing, and that's due to the quality that we actually produce. So the recycling that we collect is not very finely sorted, and that's why we sort of send it overseas, really, so that it's more it's better sorted and also washed overseas. So it can't readily be used for manufacturing in Australia. So basically, we would need to improve the quality here.
And you did mention some of the impacts that the processing can have in other countries. Would it be more effective in the long run to create environmentally friendly recycling industry, or to create measures to stop importing the waste?
You mean from those Southeast Asian countries?
Yes, sure.
So I think it sort of depends what you consider to be effective. I think for example, with the current situation in Vietnam where there's significant pollution problems and right now, I think halting the waste was probably a smart idea to reduce that immediate harm. But I know that Vietnamese authorities are considering the opportunities in the sort of medium term for actually having a more industrialised approach to to recycling and having that more carefully regulated. But it's all quite challenging at this point because enforcement agencies over there and in lots of countries don't actually have a lot of funds and, you know, they don't have the ability to, say, inspect the standards of imports coming in and also to inspect the, you know, recycling operators to ensure environmental controls are in place. So it is challenging to develop an environmentally friendly recycling industry.
And just before I do let you go, Monique, what should we be doing here in Australia?
Well, I guess there's a bunch of things that we could do and a lot of them are kind of at the more sort of systemic level. I think we could improve our collection and processing systems to provide a better quality of, you know, sorted plastics to export with minimal contamination. So basically we could set better standards for the recycler that we send overseas so that it minimises harm. We could also contribute to industrial development in Southeast Asia through aid. However, I think a lot of people are now talking about whether we want to export, you know, plastics at all or our waste at all. Then we need to think about how we can improve our onshore processing here and you know, creating a better quality of recyclate that can actually be used for manufacturing here in Australia.
Monique, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Cheers. No worries.
That was Monique Radamel. She is from the Institute of Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking with us this morning about what happens to Australia's recycled plastics and where it all ends up when it goes offshore.